I'm gonna we'll be bold. I'm gonna go A's Dodgers.
A's Dodgers. Wow.
Caleb, if that happens, I'll buy you one shawarma meal for every game played of the World Series.
Awesome. I'll take that.
A's make it to the World Series, I'll buy you one meal for each game.
Sounds good.
Oh, my word. You
heard it here first, folks.
This is Fried Chicken Dingers.
Seven hosts.
Seven teams.
All the baseball.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Fried Chicken Dingers. Today we are joined by myself, Noah, for the White Sox, as well as the others, who will introduce themselves now.
Oh, is that the plan?
Yeah, that was the plan.
Okay. I see how it is.
It's kind of implied, Pesky. Come on. We do this every episode.
Well, yeah, you said my name. Pesky's here for the A's. Once again, I haven't switched teams. Because I'm not a bandwagon.
Look
good. Very. Yeah, we have David with the Minnesota Twins.
We got Caleb with the Yankees.
And we got Jacob with the Reds.
This is really difficult when we're online.
Yeah, usually we can just, like, look at each other and, like, know which order to say it. But
yeah.
We're not sitting in a circle. It's very sad. Anyways, spring training is in full force, and it's pretty great, you know? It's good to actually see some baseball again, even if it's not real baseball.
Mm.
It's real baseball, just it doesn't count towards the big stuff.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Yeah, it's good. It's nice.
You guys are just saying that because the Royals are way better than everyone.
What? It's not because we've tied like five times this spring. What? Pesky, do you have some news for us about a certain prospect?
Yes, I do. So I don't know, this as of today, this was March 24th. I don't know when this happened. It was like 3 days ago or 4 days ago. There was a rookie, no, not a rookie, a prospect on the Cubs who got busted with 21 pounds of meth in his bag.
Oof.
21 pounds?
That's a lot of meth.
That's a lot of drugs.
Wow.
I didn't want to know what he was going to do with that.
Yeah. I don't know the
That's
full
insane.
Story. I think he got pulled over and then they searched his... They had a warrant or something. I don't know how it works, but they were allowed to search his car and his possessions, and in his training bag there was a bunch of meth.
Wow.
Cubs prospect.
How'd you get 21 pounds of meth?
He's not going to get much playing time this year.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but he's going to be Anyway, that happened. Cubs prospect.
Yeah.
The only reason I wanted to bring that up is so we could have a nice, clever name for this episode. There's not really much else to do with it.
I mean, that goes to show you how badly minor league players are paid. Got to sell 21 pounds of meth. Anyways, that is not the main point of this episode. The main point is the regular season is right around the corner, and that means it's time for some predictions.
Yeah.
Woo!
So we're going to be predicting the FCD standings at the end of the year, the division winners, the award winners, and, of course, the World Series winner. So let's just jump right into the FCD standings. I think we'll go from 7th to 1st.
Okay.
Let's start it off by going 7-6-5.
Okay.
I'll start. My 7-6-5 are Tigers, Reds, and A's.
Same.
Same.
Mine is Tigers, A's, and Reds.
I see how it is, Jacob.
I don't know where to put the Reds this year. I mean,
I know.
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reds are very...
Dude, last year, at the beginning of last year, I would have had no problem putting the Reds, like, even 4th or possibly even 3rd with their rotation. But then like the way just things didn't go as expected. I have no clue what to expect.
They lost their ace and their closer, so
I'm gonna say
Tigers. I think it's got to be the Reds and then the A's as well.
Yeah. I got to say, this is just for FCD rankings. For overall rankings, I would have the A's pretty high, actually.
Yeah. Fifth team's so low, but...
They're definitely still really good.
It might be the fifth best FCD team.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just happen to have a lot of good teams represented here.
Yeah. It's true. It's true.
Good times for FCD.
Next up, I think this will probably be slightly controversial here.
Here it is. Here's the controversy.
4-3. Let's do 4-3.
Sox
four,
twins.
Three. Twin Sox.
Twin Sox.
Twin Sox.
Sox twins. White Sox twins.
Wait, Caleb, you have the twins at 3.
Yep.
Okay, so right now it's 3-5 for the White Sox. No, sorry, what? 3-2.
3-2.
Out of 5. 5 total. 3 for the White Sox in third, and 2 for the Twins at fourth.
Yes. I honestly put the White Sox at 3, but I think it could go either way. I really think it is a coin flip. I think they're going to be – it's going to be – as much as I thought it was going to be really fun to watch last year, I think it's going to be even more fun to watch this year.
Yeah, it's going
to
be just as close, if not closer.
I think last year the White Sox were kind of establishing themselves on the scene, and then this year they're like a legitimate World Series contender. Like, it's kind of scary.
I would agree.
Yeah. But, I mean, see, the thing with the Twins, if we had last year's team, then I would 100% put the White Sox ahead. But I feel like we did get better, and I feel like a lot of the guys in our – like, Sano had a down year last year. Garver had a down year. Obviously, Cruz had an insane year, but, like, Kepler had a down year. Buxton was injured half the time. And if we're healthy, like, we are a lot better than what we were last year. We're going to be more like the 2019 team. We might be a little bit better even, and so
– wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's bold.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Like, even for me when I was making my predictions, like, you look at a lot of like last year's awards and stats, but then you realize that last year was also about a third of the regular season.
Yeah, that is also
and
true.
It really changes like how you think these guys are going to perform over a full like an actual full season. Yeah. So.
Oh, I forgot Donaldson. Donaldson had a bad year too. But yeah, anyway. The only thing I'm concerned with is our starting pitching. Like, I'm not sure if Happ and Shoemaker are gonna be able to fill in. But we'll see.
See, I feel like if we had our last year's team, I would put the Twins ahead. Obviously the loss of James McCann to the Mets is not great for us, but Lance Lynn was a very, very solid Cy Young candidate for last year. He's great. We have 3 Cy Young contenders in our starting lineup, which is just insane. And we also added Eaton, which is meh, and then Liam Hendricks to the bullpen, which is just an amazing addition. It's going to be great. Plus, we have Kopech coming back. He's going to be in the pen, along with Garrett Crochet. Like, imagine that. Lucas Giolito starts, then Kopech, then Crochet, then Hendricks.
Yikes.
Yeah, I think we're going to be talking about the White Sox a lot this season.
Yeah. Yep.
So that combined with the fact that Moncada was recovering from COVID all of last season, so he had a pretty bad season, I think the White Sox have a better chance this season than they did last season. Plus, Encarnacion didn't have a great year, and apparently we'll be having Andrew Vaughn as our opening day DH.
That's what people are saying.
I have mixed feelings about, but he has been proven at a minor league level to be very good. So we'll see if he can produce at the big league level. Yeah.
But good for him. Good for him.
I've never actually no, I have. The only rookie that I've heard coming in as a DH is Yordan Alvarez with the Astros.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. But this guy, we've known he's going to be a DH for years, though, right, Noah?
Andrew Vaughn, yeah, he's slated to be, you know, Jose Abreu's replacement once, if he finally retires.
Yeah.
So he'll be filling in at first base when, at the off chance that Jose Abreu is sick or something. All right, I think now we can move on to two and then one.
I think. Anyone? Two is Yankees, one is Dodgers.
Yeah, I agree.
I have Yankees, Dodgers too.
Yeah, me as well.
Well, okay.
We all agree on that.
Yeah.
There's not much. Like, I mean, the Yankees are the Yankees. They have that same incredible lineup and personalities there. And the Dodgers have gotten better since the World Series run, if anything. So it'll be interesting.
Crazy, man.
Okay, yeah.
There we go.
The only thing is if the Yankees can finally stay healthy.
I mean, so far it's been decent, right, Caleb?
Who? What? Sorry about the Yankees? The injuries?
Like, there haven't been any big injury scares compared to like the last two.
Except for Zach Britton, who's out for a couple months with elbow surgery. Yeah. Not like Tommy John or anything.
And Severino's out, right?
Till like July or so. But then they're saying that anyway. Might be a little. He might be back sooner, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, Severino again?
Mm-hmm. No. He's just still injured. Like,
it's still.
Needs
more it's from. Time. Oh, okay.
More
time. Okay. Then that's okay. Fine.
Yeah.
Actually, speaking of horrible injury luck, I just a little bit of a side note, but I just saw that the Blue Jays are having some trouble. So Kirby Yates is injured.
I did see that.
He needs Tommy John or something.
Yeah, he might actually need Tommy John. Yeah. Springer's injured, and I forget the third guy's name. pitcher, I think
relievers.
It starts with a. Isn't it Matt? No.
Oh, wait, is it guy from the Mets? Mets? Steven Mets?
No.
I know what you're talking about, Pesky.
A reliever or a starter?
I think a starter.
Who's injured? Like, you mean
he fell. The story is he fell down, he slipped down his stairs. He got injured. He was also holding his. He was also holding his kid when he fell.
The wrong way.
There's Shoemaker. There's.
Was it Shoemaker
on the Twins?
Wait, no, Shoemaker.
Oh, okay, he is now. Okay, Rourke. Ryu.
No, it's not Rourke.
There's Nate Pearson.
Pearson. It's Pearson, right?
Oh, yeah.
I guess
it might have been. It might have been. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's time.
One of the Rookie of the Year candidates.
I hope none of you picked. No, but I don't think he's like injured. I think it's just he's gonna be like a little while.
A minor setback.
So
just
remember,
a minor
guys,
boo-boo.
Remember, guys, be careful on the stairs if you're gonna play baseball.
Yeah, or with your belt buckles, you know.
Or the belt buckles can really get you, man. Gotta be careful.
Or putting on your pants the wrong way, like wow.
Yeah,
you know, my legs
that's
don't
a big
feel
one
the same
on, really.
After I do that.
Oh, my word. Freaking Cubs. Oh, my word.
Yeah, I don't know where this...
Wait. It's Robbie Ray was the one that was injured, I think.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so he's the one who fell down the stairs. But it says
that's
here
hilarious.
Nate Pearson is also injured. I'm looking at an article now. Kirby Yates is probably gonna miss the whole season. So
yeah, wow.
There goes
the
closer.
I was kind of excited about him being in the AL East.
Yeah, me too. He missed all of last season too.
He did.
Yeah, he's going for Tommy
After
John.
What, like, 50 saves?
Nate Pearson
saves,
is injured.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, Nate Pearson is also injured. So, something about the AL East.
Poor Blue Jays.
That sucks for the Blue Jays. I hope none of you had them winning the AL East.
I gotta change something real quick. No, I'm kidding.
Speaking of which, let's get into our divisional winners.
Yeah, let's go.
I think we'll start with the AL and go from East to West.
All right. Are we going bold here? Or are we just going like reasonable?
Whatever you want.
I mean, either way.
I mean, some of us picked Dodgers for the World Series in our brackets last postseason. Some of us picked the Twins. So.
Oh man.
No one asked.
Yeah, we can go whatever, but Caleb, you can start because it is your division.
Okay, I do honestly think the Yankees will finish in first. I think we got a really good team, and I think that the Rays kind of self-destructing will help us a lot.
yeah.
Are we doing the whole division, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
No. Okay.
Just winners,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. So I think the Yankees hold on there. Shall I move Central and West?
No. We'll all just right. go Sounds division good. By division. I gotta agree with you there.
Same.
I also have the Yankees.
I think the race in the East will in the AL East will be for the wild card.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be for the title.
Do you guys think the Blue Jays are on the, like the same level as the Rays?
I think the Blue Jays are better.
But
if they
all
were healthy,
injuries.
Yeah, I think so too. This is really going to be really painful.
Honestly, I feel like the Red Sox are going to be pretty good this year.
You think?
Really?
I don't
know. I think they'll be all right. I think they could make a wild card, but I don't think they'll threaten the division.
I don't think they're – no, I definitely don't think they're going to threaten the Yankees, but I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. They're having a really good spring, though.
Yeah, it's possible. They're a good team.
So
like,
are the Royals.
They got out of Vino. They picked up some pitching.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Royals could be pitching. Good in a couple of years, though.
Maybe not the team itself. Like, the pitching definitely needs work for the Red Sox, but like the hitting is doing really, really good this spring. Like, they're just destroying the Twins every time we play them.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, Yankees it is.
Yep.
Knock on wood.
Right. Central.
Moving on to the Central. David, I'll let you take this one first.
The Twins, obviously, are the superior team.
I gotta go White Sox, man.
I mean, we already discussed this. I assume it's the same.
We basically already discussed this. Unless anyone thinks the Indians are gonna win it.
I think the Twins. I'm with David. I think the Twins have a better year than the White Sox.
I don't know, man. I'm kind of jumping on that White Sox train.
Let's go White Sox.
Hey, this is about the division, not about winning a playoff game. We'll get that one.
right.
Yeah.
That's true. No, it'll be close. It'll be fun. The other three teams in the division are just kind of have fun by themselves.
I mean, those White Sox Twins games are going to be so fun to watch. Man.
Yeah.
Oh, my word. Yeah.
All right, AL West.
Moving on to the West. Pasky. Your division.
West. I think we're going to retake it. I think the A's are going to win.
Okay.
Do you want me to explain? You want me to defend myself? You don't sound convinced. I think we're weaker, actually. I think we're weaker than last season, for sure. But I think we're still more or less level with Houston, because Houston aren't... They still have that amazing core of infield, amazing infield core. But I think, like, overall, when you consider the bullpen and the outfield, I think it'll be pretty balanced. It'll be close, and I think we can retake it, basically.
Yeah. I agree with you, Pascal.
I think the A's hold on again. I think the Astros will give them serious competition, but I think the A's will win.
I'm sad to say it, though, but I think that the AL West is going to be somewhat similar to what we've seen of the AL Central in years past.
Yeah. As long as we win.
I don't know. I actually think that the Astros are going to win, and hate me, whatever. But I think that I really like their pitching staff in the playoffs last year. I mean,
Yeah, that's fair.
They were really, really good, and they just destroyed the A's during the.
Sorry, they were very surprising. I will say that.
I think the hitters were just a little bit plagued by the cheating scandal, and I think Altuve, Bregman have bounced back years. Yordan Alvarez is healthy. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I think the Astros take it.
But it's Jacob, what do you think?
No, you're right, David.
As much as I don't want to admit it, I agree with David. I think the Astros are going to take the division. Though I hope they don't.
Yeah, that's true.
I can understand the prediction. What did you guys think about?
I thought about it. I thought about the Mariners for a second, and I was like,
"Really? Yeah. Winning the division?
You did?
Yeah.
The Mariners?
What? Not yet. Not yet. No.
Just for fun. Come on.
But what do you? But what do you guys think about the Angels? Though
they're not horrible. They've got some good guys coming up. They got Kolarik. Not Kolarik. What's his name? That prospect.
Kelenic.
Kelenic, yeah, thank you.
Kelenic. And Haniger's healthy also.
Lewis, they've got Crawford and then Seager. They could all break out. Their pitching might still need a little bit more.
Yeah.
But they got some good arms in Sheffield and Gonzalez. They might be good in a couple of years.
Yeah, I think it just goes back to what Noah was saying about the NL Central, because the top two, say, of the past few years, the A's and the Astros both regressed, but the Mariners and the Angels they improved, so now it's a more level playing field. I think that's also that Fox Sports poll that everyone had the Angels winning the division.
Yeah.
I don't think that's possible this season, but I do think it's possible even next year.
Yeah.
I think they were just saying that Mike Trout is going to win the division, not the Angels.
I mean, the Angels are decent. Their offense is insane this year. But
yeah. And if Ohtani can stay at full health, it'll be
pretty much.
But, oh, yeah.
They have no bullpen.
Yeah.
They have zero bullpen. Yeah.
That is a problem, yes.
They had one closer, and they traded him to the Twins. So
it sounds like we all agree that the Rangers are gonna win.
Amen. I think so. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Rangers.
Rook Nito Door is gonna hit 40 player. Home runs.
Dane Dunning, he's just gonna pop off and
or just Joey Gallo is gonna hit a single or two, but
no.
Yeah. I mean, now they got Chris Davis. Chris Davis is gonna hit 80 home runs.
True. And he'll still hit 247.
Yeah, exactly. Well, shall we continue?
We shall move on. NL East. I guess I'll start this one. I have the Braves winning it.
Me as well.
I think they were really
the
good
Braves,
and I
the
think
Braves.
They will continue to be good.
Yeah, they were one game away from the World Series last year, and they got better. So,
I don't see
them slowing down. Except for
Ozuna
won't
be able
to DH. Yeah.
Are we in consensus?
Yeah, I think the Braves take it.
So none of us have jumped on the Mets train.
Nope.
I will say, I briefly considered the Mets. I think they improved a lot. I think the Mets will genuinely put up a fight. I think.
Okay, my thing with the Mets.
I'm not gonna say definitely, but I think that they have a good shot at getting the wild card.
My thing with the Mets.
The floor is yours.
They picked up good players. They picked up McCann. They picked up Lindor, and they picked up Carrasco, and that is a good improvement. And obviously, they're building. They're building on.
Carrasco's injured.
Wait, for how long?
A while.
Okay.
not the whole season, but yeah.
But then but they're building on DeGrom and Syndergaard, and I think they are better. But I really don't think they're gonna piece it all together. I don't know. They've got great players. But I don't know. It takes more than just having those great players to win the World Series, And it could happen.
Well, that's why they fired their whole coaching staff.
Right. They could shock everybody and work really, really well together. I think it'll take some time. I could definitely see them.
Even Steve Cohen said the goal was 5 years, right?
Yeah, I would say
exactly.
True. I would say wild card. Yeah, for sure. But I think the Braves are just insanely good, and they've shown that they can play without needing to make major trades, you know. Oh, so yeah. I think that the Mets will be much better. I agree. I think they'll be better, but I don't think they're there yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think the Nats are going to be pretty good again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Not enough, yeah. But
I could see the Nats getting second place in front of the Mets.
Could be.
Yeah, so. I could see that as well. I think it would be an upset. The Nats.
But, yeah, the Nats.
But yeah, it's possible.
Nationals.
Yeah, I was thinking that too, David. I mean, it could be the Nets and the Mets, you know, for the wild card. How crazy would that be? But they won't beat the Padres, surely. They won't beat the Padres, surely, right? I'm just saying, wouldn't that be crazy, though, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. We'll move on to the NL Central. Jacob, your division, you can take it.
I'm going to go Reds.
Okay. Okay.
There's no favorite, to be honest.
It's a toss up. Toss up. Yeah.
Not really.
I was kind of like, I don't know. I mean, we could be really good or we could be really bad. It just depends on. I don't know what it depends on, but that's how the Reds tend to work. They're either decent or they're really bad. So I think they might be decent enough to take the division.
I mean, I think that the Reds are still going to be pretty good, I think, because their offense just pretty, like, a lot of people had bad years last year.
Yeah.
Like Suarez, Moustakas, Castellanos, like, and then their pitching was pretty good overall, I think. I don't know. It's a tough. I had the Brewers winning, actually.
Oh, wow.
Same.
Yeah.
I think the Brewers are going to, you know, pull it off.
I had the Cardinals winning, actually.
Yeah. I have the Brewers, too.
I just think that the Brewers starting pitching is going to be better than the Cardinals. And Yelich is not going to have a bad year.
Right. I think, yeah, Yelich is not going to be bad again. And they've got Kane. I think he might have a good year. I don't know. Like, I think they could really be quite Keston decent. Hero.
Yeah, they have really good defense, yeah. They got Wong and Bradley Jr.
If they don't win the division, they'll be second.
Yeah, I think that's fair, yeah.
Though, I don't know. I might have to change my my vote to the Pirates. I think they've got a pretty good
I like how, like, we all said there's no favorite for this division, but we all know who's coming in dead last.
Well, I'm just glad nobody said Cubs.
Yeah,
oh, no, screw the Cubs.
The Cubs can stay in fourth, please.
Yeah.
They can lose. They can go another 108 years without a World Series. For all these
years. That'd be great. That'd be so fun.
Yes.
Oh.
All right.
Right.
Yeah.
Final division, NL West.
Here we go.
Dodgers.
Barry isn't here to
Los Angeles Trolley Dodgers.
Yeah, I got the Dodgers.
Yep.
I don't know, honestly.
I wanted to go Padres, but
I know I really want to.
Yeah,
I do think the Dodgers are going to win it. I do.
Yeah,
I think the Padres could. The Padres could surprise. Well, I think that they could surprise and be like insane, like insanely good. And like, you know,
you say surprise, but that wouldn't even be that surprising.
No. But I mean like five. Or more games ahead of the Dodgers or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Wow, yeah.
That
like,
would be
like that, I'm saying, like, and not that they'd win like 110 games or something, but they would be like a step above the Dodgers, you know?
Yeah.
So, wouldn't be surprising if they were very good, but like if they like, or if they outmanned the Dodgers, that would be surprising. But yeah, so I feel like they could, could do that, or they'll finish a strong second place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be close. Yeah, I think they'll be good.
They're all but guaranteed a postseason spot, in my opinion.
Yeah.
They're just so good. Like, they're pitching. Like, that's what wins championships. And, like, oof. They're so solid. I mean, like, Snell and Darvish alone without like Lamet and Paddock, and then like even and like the extra guys they have to fill in that last role, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine having Lamet and Paddock, and they're the extras on your team.
Like, I know. Isn't that insane? Oh, and Musgrove. Crazy, I forgot, man. Musgrove, but yeah.
Yeah, Musgrove.
Oh yeah.
Musgrove. I mean, one through five, it's unbelievable. Like it actually might, and it might be better. I don't know if it's better than the Dodgers 1-5, but.
I don't think it is. I think it's really close. But as an overall, I think the Dodgers, like your reaction to the Padres and their structure, I think is the exact same with the Dodgers. They're so solid already, and you're coming fresh off a championship. Like, I mean, they're still going to be insanely good. So it'll be more interesting, I think, this division than it has been.
It will be. I think it'll be exciting.
I think it's kind of similar.
I think another thing.
Go ahead. Okay, well, I think it'll kind of be similar to what happened in the Central. Like, I think kind of like the White Sox were up and coming last year, the Padres were, and then now they're kind of a force to be reckoned with. So,
yeah,
I think both of those will be, you know, very, very thrilling to watch.
I agree. That's what I was going to say, basically. Like, the Dodgers, they're established winners. They've been doing really good for the past however many seasons. And the Padres, they're only recently good. They're still really, really good. But I think the Dodgers have that experience.
Yeah, it's hard to pick the Padres over the Dodgers. You know, if it were any other team, honestly, you could do it. But it's Dodgers who have been very good.
Rockies!
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah. Oh,
poor Rockies.
Oh, man.
Rip Rockies. I kind of just feel bad for the D-backs. Right. I want the D-backs to be good. But...
I know.
I want them to be pretty good, because like they always like do a remarkable job of like hanging around. Even
in the division, they just hang around. It's like every 2 weeks you're like, oh yeah, the D-backs exist, and then it's just all back to the Dodgers and the Padres.
Yep. It's so true.
I was thinking, like, oh wait, Rockies, Giants, Dodgers, Padres. What's the last one? And then
you said, oh gosh.
Yeah. Poor D-backs.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
that's wraps up our divisions. Now moving on to the awards. Should we go by league or by award?
Let's go by award.
Award. Go a bit quicker.
Starting with the AL Rookie of the Year, I have Randy Arozarena.
Solid.
I think if he can replicate what he was doing in the postseason, he's pretty much got a lock on it.
Yeah, or like muster up half of it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so true. So true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have Jared Walsh, my boy Jared Walsh.
Of course, David has Jared.
Of course, David has Jared.
He had 80 at bats last season, which means he's still eligible for Rookie of the Year in 2021.
I mean, Michael Kopech is still eligible for Rookie of the Year.
That's insane.
Crazy.
That's insane.
I've got Adley Rutschman. I don't really, like, there's not much backing for any of my picks for Rookie of the Year. It's more just, like, who have I heard of
honest,
more?
I'm going to be honest, Pasky. I'm not sure Adley Rutschman's going to play this season. But
why would you tell me that now, David?
Wait,
David, you can cut this part out, right?
Jumping on the Jared Walsh train.
No, he might. I mean, he was on the MLB, like, rookies thing. I just think he's really young. I don't know.
So? Youth is all. That's what being a rookie is about. But no, not entirely. I'm freestyling here. Somebody else go.
Okay.
I mean, Adley Rutschman's good. It's just Anyway.
I'm torn. Go ahead, Jacob.
I'd also go with Randy Arozarena, just because.
Yeah.
I don't know. People tend to play better when they feel better. And after last season, when he was just doing amazing, I think he's going to play really well.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know, man. I I'm really skeptical about Rosarena, like, because it was such a short time period and that his hot streak just so happened in the World Series.
Yeah. No, like, no,
I
mean, that makes sense.
I would love for him to continue performing at that level. Like, I think he's a great guy, great player. But I don't, I can't say with confidence that he's actually that good over a full season.
Yeah.
For my, like, at least.
Yeah, I mean, that's the exciting thing. I'm not saying this with confidence at all. Yeah.
That's the thing. I would say that Rosarena is going to be good, but I'm honestly leaning towards picking a pitcher like McKenzie or Mize or even Crochet.
I had Crochet for a while.
I think McKenzie or Mize takes it, and I'm
kind of torn.
I think I'm going to go with McKenzie, honestly. Okay, but it could easily be Mize, but McKenzie was really good. I mean, his debut, he had 10 strikeouts. So, he's got the stuff, and
he's insane.
He'll be another insane Cleveland arm. Yeah.
For me, I think the runner-up behind Jared Walsh is going to be Kelenic. He's been tearing it up during the spring.
Okay.
Yeah, he was my first pick, and then I remember that Jared Walsh is
David remembered where his loyalty lies.
David's like, Jared Walsh, baby.
And I love
let's go.
Let's move on to the NL.
Key Brian Hayes.
Key Brian Hayes.
Did anybody not do Key Brian Hayes?
Jacob?
Oh, no, I didn't. I was just saying his name, sorry.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go with, I think I'm going to change it up. I'm going to go with a little Ian Anderson on the Braves.
Yeah, I figured you would go with Ian Anderson.
I was thinking about it. I didn't know he was considered a rookie for the season.
Oh, yeah. He didn't pitch much last season. Like, it was towards the end.
Yeah. I would definitely see, like, I'd see that easily.
I think he can do it. He's a great pitcher. I agree. Sixto Sanchez will be exciting, but I think he'll have a higher ERA than Anderson.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
yeah, I don't think Sixto can keep it up for a whole season, honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
Jacob, who did you pick?
I had Ke'Bryan Hayes.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah.
I mean, the Pirates have
really
to win something.
I really wanted to go Ha-Seong Kim, I don't think he's going to get the playing time.
I know.
The Padres.
He's had a rough spring, man. I'm so excited to see him play, though. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to American League MVP. I will save mine because that's kind of bold. So someone else.
Okay.
Was it anyway, Tim Anderson, Noah?
No. Not that bold. Come on.
I'll start us off. I've got Aaron Judge.
Okay.
Oh, I was going to say that too. Wow.
I have. Did you want to back it up or?
He's a good player. I think this could be his year. That's it.
I have Shohei Ohtani.
Yo, same.
Okay, wow. I had him, and then I scrapped him. I had him, and then I scrapped him because I thought, no, it's too risky.
No, not the hype train. Come on, you guys.
It's I'm risky.
On a hype train. I was drawn
in
by that.
It's showtime.
It's like his first healthy year.
He was 2-for-2 with the walk when he hit, and he got 5K. I mean, that was unbelievable.
That's one game, though.
Insane.
if Trout is any good, he won't steal it from his teammate.
No, probably not. But it's a bold prediction, Caleb. That's why they call it a bold prediction.
Okay. I'm gonna be bold.
Yeah. Anyway.
I would say Aaron Judge. But the man has yet to hit a home run this spring. I think his power, he'll need to figure out. Like, he has it. He just, like, likes to take the ball to the opposite field. So he hasn't pulled many home runs in the last couple seasons. So I think he'll be insanely good. But I honestly think that Giancarlo Stanton has a great chance of having a phenomenal year. Like, he could really
rake.
Speaking
of staying healthy.
And He's been hitting well, and so has Gary Sanchez, but I really think that Stanton could do it. I think Torres could have a phenomenal year, and maybe even Sanchez could, and Judge too. But then I think that Stanton, I think it's possible.
So, you know, there are 14 other teams.
So basically,
to pick Caleb from,
thinks
right,
the
Caleb?
Entire Yankees.
Oh, the Yankees are the MVP. No. I'd say I'm going to stick with Stanton. Yeah, so
dude, Stanton
if you want
hit
more
an
Yankees.
Absolute tank the other day. Oh my
yeah,
god.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just Stanton though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like he he makes it look easy, and like he hit one against the Pirates the other week too that just it was like effortless. I think he could be really good. Like he's been really good the last 2 years when he hasn't been injured, and I think that he will pull it together this year.
Yeah,
I think any of my MVP predictions will have an asterisk that says, if we're ignoring Mike Trout.
Yeah, so true. Yeah.
Honestly. Yeah.
Hey, Jacob, who was your
I also
pick?
Had Ohtani.
Really?
Okay. So yeah. Not wow. So bold, wow. According to us.
Wow. That's crazy. It's risky with health, but... I think he's really good. I think he's got a chance. There's the asterisk next to his name with Trout like Noah said. But
yeah.
Wait, who, Jacob?
Ohtani. I also had Ohtani.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Moving on, NL MVP.
You know I gotta go with my boy Dansby Swanson. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I've got Mookie Betts.
I also have Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts.
I have Ronald Acuna.
Okay, that's a solid prediction.
Okay.
He could easily have a 40-40 year. And
I know. Yeah. That's kind of what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
You know who he plays next to? Dansby Swanson.
I think personally I got to go with Fernando Tatis Jr. I think he has a phenomenal year. And he gets a lot of attention. I think he could really lead a good Padres team, and I think that he'll take home the MVP. Because when he was good last season, he raised a lot of – like he looked like the sure MVP like a couple weeks in last year.
He did.
That's true.
And I think he could continue that for a season and get a lot of points.
He's so good. He's so incredibly good.
I considered all of your options that you said very, very heavily. But in the end, my MVP pick is paired along with my NL Central pick, and I think Nolan Arenado will lead the Cardinals to an NL Central victory.
That'd be fun.
That's a bold prediction.
Yeah,
well, it's not that bold, but
I think
actually you were my MVP pick from last year.
Yeah, he was. I mean, in terms of like MVP of the Cardinals, yeah. That's not bold, but we're talking MVP of the league.
Yeah.
You have to consider all the star power in the league right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Arenado,
not best player, most valuable player.
Well, I don't know if he's as flashy though. Like if Acuna does well and Tatis, like they both have good seasons and Betts, I think he'll just get drowned out even if he has a phenomenal year is the thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm basing it off of the valuable thing. I think he's going to be the most valuable of those players.
He will be very valuable. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Best, definitely not best. Definitely not best, but valuable.
All right.
Yeah, interesting.
MVP's set.
Yeah.
All right. AL Cy Young.
Ooh. All right.
Who wants to go?
I think I'll start us off. Surprise, surprise. I'm going to go with my boy Lucas Giolito.
Yes,
I gotta go with that as well.
What?
I think
three people.
Three
for
of you guys.
Wow. I think Giolito.
Three of you guys.
He's just been improving, and now like the White Sox have this up and coming. Not even up and coming. They're like legitimate contenders, I think. And the rotation and their lineup, I think all of that is going to support him, and he's going to put in.
Yeah.
A heck of a
year.
If it makes you feel better, I had Garrett Cole as my second. If that makes you feel better,
I think Lucas Giolito could be very good. But I'm going to be honest. I do I'm obviously a Yankees fan, but I do really think it will be Garrett Cole. I think that he gave up a lot of homers last year, and I honestly don't think that's going to happen again. And I think he could be absolutely phenomenal. So I think Giolito could definitely do it, but I think my pick's got to be Cole.
I also had Cole. I
wanted to pick.
I had Bieber having a repeat for a while, but then I decided on Giolito.
I just think Bieber's kind of unveiled the chink in the armor.
You think after his postseason
appearance?
Yeah,
he was hit really hard in that game. He's been hit pretty hard in the spring, and I don't know. Yeah, we will see. All right. He's still going to be a really good pitcher. I mean, there's no question. But
I think moving on to the NL Cy Young, I have Bauer for a repeat.
Okay.
I thought about that.
I've got Walker Buehler.
This is probably going to shock some people, but I have Corbin Burnes.
I see you.
If you look at
consider myself shocked.
He had a 0.9 ERA. I think it was like 7 starts last year, 8. 0.9 ERA. Through the roof with the strikeouts. And he's so good. I think he can pass Brandon Woodruff as the ace for the Brewers.
Dude, I thought David was going to go for Davey Williams.
Devin Williams.
My bad.
I just can't see a reliever winning the Cy Young, man.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, no, I think Corbin Burnes. That's my prediction.
Okay.
Fair enough. It's tough. I don't think it'll be Corbin Burnes, although I think he'll be really, really good. I think I'm considering Yu Darvish, but I think it's got to be Clayton Kershaw. I think he has another really good year, and I think he's really hard to ignore for a Cy Young winner.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Although Bauer could repeat, Ian Anderson, who knows, could swoop in, or any of those Braves pitchers, really. Scherzer could have a below 2 ERA for most of the year. You know, DeGrom.
For all we care.
And then there's DeGrom, which, it's so hard to pick. Like, there are just so many aces in that league who could easily do it.
Absolutely. I don't know. I'm surprised nobody went with DeGrom. Yeah.
Yeah, I was too, but shoot.
No, there's way too much, too many aces in this league now.
So much talent. Yeah.
There is.
I think like 9 of the top 12 pitchers or starters were from the National League. According to MLB.com.
Yeah, something like that. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Jacob, who do you
I also had Bauer. I think he's been doing really well in spring training, and he did amazing last year, but we shall see.
There was sadness when you wrote that down.
Yeah, there was. May have shed a couple tears, but that's okay. Let's move on.
All right, so for our final predictions, we'll have World Series matchups and winners.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Who wants to start us off?
I can kick us off. I'm going Braves Yankees. The Braves are gonna win the World Series.
Hey, that wouldn't happen without Dansby Swanson, huh?
Atlanta Braves are gonna. The Padres are going to beat the Dodgers in the DS, and then the Braves are going to beat the Padres in the CS.
Okay. You know what? Yeah. It's way too early to tell, so I'm just going to say, sure.
Sure.
Okay.
Is that your prediction?
No, that's not my prediction. I'm just saying, I can't really say anything against it, right?
I actually had the Braves in the World Series as well. Braves White Sox, and I had the Braves winning as well, actually.
Okay, nice. Braves here.
Braves White Sox, okay.
Yeah.
I kind of cheated a little bit. I had a safe option and a long shot. My long shot option that I think Padres beat the White Sox in 6 is my long shot. And then my safe option was Dodgers beating the Yankees, but that's
boring.
That's boring. So Padres beating the White Sox in 6.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got maybe, the maybe. I've got the Dodgers beating the White Sox.
Okay. Wow. Well, I'm just riding the White Sox train. Nobody's banking on the Twins.
Caleb, do you if have they could the win Twins? A postseason game, maybe.
Yeah. No. What? No. I'm just kidding. speaking of the Twins, now I'm messing.
I just don't See, love like. Sorry.
I could be boring. No, it's good. I could be boring and pick the Yankees, but honestly, they really just haven't gotten it done in the postseason the last couple of years.
No,
they just haven't. And they've been good enough every year, and they kind of just like flop. So I honestly think I'm gonna we'll be bold. I'm gonna go A's Dodgers.
Whoa. And the Dodgers. A's Dodgers.
And the Dodgers.
Wow.
The Dodgers repeat.
Wow.
That is
over the A's. That's
wow.
That is bold.
Caleb, if that happens, I'll buy you one shawarma meal for every game played at the World Series.
Awesome. That's I'll take that.
The A's make it to the World Series, I'll buy you one meal for each game.
Sounds good. Sounds
good. Oh, my word. You heard it here first, folks.
wow. All right. Well, on Can't that wait. Note, I think that is it for our prediction episode of 2021. Next time you hear from us, it'll probably be the regular season.
Baseball!
That's crazy.
So close. All right. Thank you all so much for listening. Make sure you, follow us on all our socials, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, MySpace, and listen to wherever you get your podcasts, including Google Podcasts, because they lowered their standards. Thank goodness. That's it from FCD today. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you next time.
See you.
See you.
Bye.
See ya.